is a podcast from the guy in Kenny.
Yo, Ty and Terry Jean here. Question, were you on 96.9 Jack FM with our old buddy Kenny today?
Have a listen to his podcast and find out.
Yo, 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 jackfm.com. Thank you for coming to the website here and clicking on the Calls of the Day podcast. You're the best. So, we got a Facebook message, and it was from Mark and Aaron. They're moving to Langley. It's their fourth move as a family, and they have 7 crates, 900 CDs that haven't been used in years. So, they're all backed up onto the computer, and they were wondering. They wanted to know what we all thought. Should they move them again or toss them? Tons of great calls. Have a listen.
Hey, it's Julie. Kenny, we live in a disposable society. They have to go.
You think so, eh?
I'm afraid so.
I mean, they are backed up, so it's not like the music isn't going to go away. It's just the actual, I guess the liner notes is the only thing you're kind of hanging on to, right?
I didn't think of the liner notes.
So again, I ask you, 900 CDs, they haven't been touched for years. Do you keep them?
I'm going to stick with it. They got to go.
Yeah?
Yep, they got to go.
All right, we'll put you down for get rid of them.
All righty. Love you. Have a great day.
Hey, Kenny.
Yo.
You were talking about liner notes. If everything's on the computer anyway, why not just scan the liner notes in, and then you got them on the computer if you need them?
You know, I thought that myself. It's a lot of work, and they're moving within the next 3 weeks, right? So it's like, we're there now. What do you do?
He's had them for so long now. Having them a little longer while he scans them doesn't make a difference.
So you're saying cart them to the new house, scan them.
And then donate them or sell them.
Awesome. Great idea.
Have a good day.
Hi.
Hi.
So you're talking about the CDs.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Aaron and Mark have been carting around these 900 CDs for about 14 years from many different houses. They're moving again, and they're wondering if this time they should just say, you know what, we don't use them anymore. They're backed up. It's time to say bye-bye.
I would say keep them.
Okay. Why?
Well, because then you have a license for the song. Nobody can accuse you of copyright infringement or anything like that. You've got them. Doesn't matter if they're in a warehouse, as long as you've got them, you own the license legally and they can't do anything to you.
So you're purely looking at this as a legal standpoint.
Yeah, and it's also kind of cool.
To have the liner notes?
Yeah.
Jack. Hi, I'd like to weigh in on the CD thing.
Yeah, what do you think? Should you continue to cart CDs around if you're never using them? They're already on the computer and on an iPod. What do you think?
Most definitely. Because what if the computer crashes?
Backed up on a hard drive.
They can, something can always happen to them. It's always good to keep the original. And this way you can go through them at any time as well. It's like, okay, hey, you can lend them out.
You know, the thing is, I get it. It's just, they're so heavy.
Trust me, I know. I still have cassette tapes.
Really?
That I still cart around when I move.
I love that. Cassette tapes, awesome. Too funny. What was your name?
Stacy.
You know what I would do with it? I'd take them all with me and decorate, like, your man cave or whatever, like the whole wall, so that you can open the case and all your friends can look at them. Oh, wow, you got that song? And then he goes, yeah, let's try it out.
That's amazing. What a great idea, Cliff.
Yeah, that's what I'd do instead of searching through all your songs, and you just child your CD player instead of just using what they have it backed up on.
Jack.
My name's Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Well, for the CD thing, I'm a collector, and to me, albums are absolute art. They're just as important as the big paintings on your wall. And I have about 700 CDs myself, and I just moved, and I will always take them with me and always put them on display.
Very cool, man.
Yeah, so there you go.
Jack FM.
Hi, I have a solution for the 900 CDs.
What's your name?
Tara.
Okay, Tara, what do you think?
They can get an external hard drive.
Oh, already done. All the songs are backed up. The question is sentimental value. Like, you know, they're not being used. They're already backed up. So it's keep them or not, you know?
I had a computer die on me, and I lost everything that I had on it.
So you say hang on to them.
I'm saying hang on to them because I had, right now I have over 19,000 songs in iTunes.
Crazy.
So can you imagine if I had to rebuy that? And some of the CDs you can't buy anymore.
I would say keep them.
Okay. Why?
Well, because then you have a license for the song. Nobody can accuse you of copyright infringement or anything like that. You've got them. Doesn't matter if they're in a warehouse, as long as you've got them, you own the license legally and they can't do anything to you.
So you're purely looking at this as a legal standpoint.
Yeah, and it's also kind of cool.
To have the liner notes?
Yeah. Jack FM.
But no, I would never get rid of my CDs ever because I've still got pieces of equipment. You just want to put a CD on and play it.
I got you.
I still use my CDs. But even if I had top-of-the-line equipment where everything was on electronic, I would never, ever. Look, I just got my first smartphone a month ago. I'm still learning that.
Hey, so there's a little bit from the show today. Tomorrow, I can't wait. Tomorrow, we're going to do a scavenger hunt on Jack FM. Yeah, it's so hard to explain, but it'll be easy tomorrow. Join us at 10, I promise you. A scavenger hunt on the radio. We're going to do it tomorrow. I can't wait. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Have a good one.
And that's a wrap.
Make sure to check out Kenny Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 96.9 Jack FM.